You're listening to SBS News.
Employment Minister Michaelia Cash has broken down in the Senate while discussing the alleged sexual assault of a female Liberal staffer. Brittany Higgins was a media advisor to Defence Minister Linda Reynolds when she alleges she was raped by a male Liberal Party staffer in the Minister's office. The man no longer works for the Liberal Party. Ms Higgins stopped working for Ms Reynolds' office in 2019 after the incident and moved to the office of Ms Cash before resigning. Ms Cash has addressed the allegations in Parliament.
I offered to go directly to the AFP with her so that she could provide them with a statement. I said I would sit with her while she did this. She advised me she did not want to pursue it. I also offered to go to the Prime Minister's office with her to raise the issue directly with them. She said no. She advised me that at all times she wanted her privacy respected.
Ms Higgins has issued a statement in which she is sharply critical of the government's response to the growing scandal. In the statement, Ms Higgins says, "The continued victim-blaming rhetoric by the Prime Minister is personally very distressing to me and countless other survivors. The government has questions to answer for their own conduct." Ms Higgins' former boss, Defence Minister Linda Reynolds, is now under increasing pressure over her handling of the alleged incident. Labor Senator Minister Penny Wong questioned Ms Reynolds in Parliament.
Why has this minister so failed to meet her own standard? Why is she continuing the cover-up?
Senator Reynolds.
Well, thank you very much, Mr President. And all I can reiterate is, as I believe this is a subject of ongoing AFP investigation, that is where this matter rests.
The Prime Minister maintains he only first became aware of the alleged incident on Monday, and his staff found out just last week.
That is why the matter sat for as long as it did. Now, I accept, as I listened to Brittany the other night, that her views about that, of course, have changed over a period of time. And that is also totally understandable and totally okay. But, Mr. Speaker, to suggest that the government or that a minister or anyone here should have acted against the wishes as expressed to them at the time, Mr. Speaker, and subsequently about this matter, then, Mr. Speaker, that would be against the advice that we have received as to how such matters should be handled.
But Mr. Morrison is also under pressure from his predecessor, Malcolm Turnbull, who told the ABC he can't believe the allegations weren't known to at least key members of the Prime Minister's staff.
I find it incredible, that's to say very, very, very hard to believe, that the Prime Minister's office would not have been aware of that incident as soon as it occurred.
Labor's spokeswoman on Women's Matters, Tanya Plibersek, is calling for an independent investigation.
The Labor leader and I made clear yesterday that we believe any inquiry should be an independent inquiry, and I would expect that one of the recommendations of such an independent inquiry would be an independent body that made it possible for staff to speak confidentially, for staff to have the confidence that their matter would be properly investigated and properly dealt with.
And independent MPs are also pushing for an independent complaints process, including Helen Haynes. She says crossbench members are disturbed and distressed by the allegations.
We feel that as members of Parliament that there needs to be very serious action taken around this, and that serious action is independent of us as members of Parliament, independent of any party process.
The Prime Minister says he's open to the idea. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.